Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I'm JT Shea, and you're not. And I'm here to welcome you to the magically unauthorized misadventures of Rocky and Bullwinkle, the only podcast that is an audio series of everyone's favorite moose and squirrel that is completely unauthorized.
Translation, meaning that you did not ask for it, but here we are anyway.
Each episode of Rocky and Bullwinkle is recorded live as part of the Good, the Bad, and the Geeky Live from Packrat Comics in Hillard, Ohio. A big set of kudos goes out not only to our live audiences, but the owners of Packrat Comics, who valiantly allow Moose and Squirrel there. If you'd like more information on how to see the show live, download past episodes, or to subscribe to us on iTunes, be sure to head over to gbgpodcast.com.
Oh boy! Archivy! Not anchovy, the archive! Archive! Stuff!
If you've enjoyed the show, please head over to iTunes and give us a review. It sure does help us out a lot when you do.
Help us do what now?
And now here is this week's episode of the magically unauthorized misadventures of Rocky and Bullwinkle.
A thunder of jets and an open sky, a streak of gray and a cheerful...
Hi, everybody!
Hi, Rocky!
A loop, a whirl, a vertical climb, and once again, you know it's time for... The Magically Unauthenticated Misadventures of Rocky and Bullwinkle. Starring that supersonic speedster, Rocket J. Squirrel, and his pal, Bullwinkle J. Moose.
Hurry, Bullwinkle, our show's about to start.
I'm on a Facebook status, you don't have to like me.
Whatever that means.
Along with a host of others. Our latest episode begins with our heroes, Researcher, Rocket Squirrel, and Bullwinkle Moose as they drive toward the airport. In their hands is a list of things they are going over as Reese drives.
So the list of names are...
Agnew.
Wendell is crossed out, and next to it says Stanley.
Nixon.
Bobby.
And Mr. Who?
What a weird name. Is it like his first or...
Beat me, and I thought my name was weird.
As the three of them try to figure out what exactly that means, back in the offices of General Walkin' Sunshine...
Where is that blasted secretary?
Little did he know that the secretary, Kalor Printer, was actually a no-goodnik spy, Natasha Fatale, who had dropped her disguise after slipping away undetected.
This list is dreadful.
That's good, darling.
Exactly. Names are all joke, Natasha.
What do you mean, Boris darling? Names are good.
No, names are all bad. Nixon, Agnew, bah, useless, Natasha. We at a dead end.
If you say so, darling.
Washed up, Natasha. That is what we are. If we just have...
Or you can get in the car.
The two spies turn toward a large car with a shadowy figure in the front. The back door open.
My boss would like to have words.
Do we pay money?
No, my boss, he pays you.
Oh, okay then.
You sure, darling?
Of course, this is America, where money grow on tree and car ride from strangers.
And in the car they went, driving along for what seems like hours until stopping in a factory.
We're in...
New Jersey!
What a dump!
My kind of place, Poopsie. So, what do we do now?
Get out of the car and go upstairs.
And that's exactly what Boris and Natasha did, with some slight hesitation. When they got to the top floor, the door was open, and on the table was a large flat-screen television and a large metal box with a remote that says, Press Play.
Who am I to argue with, narrator?
I didn't say press play, but never mind. So, as Boris presses play, the television screen lights up with another shadowy figure.
Greetings, old fiendish enemies of Moose and Squirrel!
Do we say hello?
No, Boris, it's recording message on TV set.
For too long, we have witnessed the bubbling success of Rocket J. Squirrel and Bullwinkle J. Moose, who have...
Boring, fast forward.
Which leads me to why I have led you here today.
Good timing with remote, darling.
It is a job that only you two can do.
And...
Kill Rocky and Bullwinkle!
Bah, we never win.
And I know what you're thinking, that you'd never win!
He is good, darling.
That for years the doofish good luck of Rocky and Bullwinkle has somehow afforded you time and time again. leading to explosions and pain of cartoonish proportions.
Oy vey, he's not kidding.
No longer are we in a cartoon show or a movie. We are in a different type of format, one more deadly than before.
Ooh, I'm listening, yes, yes.
An unauthorized radio show.
Don't tell DreamWorks.
Or NBC Universal, darling.
Which means now is the time to strike. And we will strike at Moose and Squirrel at the very thing they hold dear.
Their lives, darling.
Good one, Natasha.
No, you idiots! To truly strike and kill Rocky and Bullwinkle, you must separate Moose from Squirrel.
Oh, we tried that before. Splitting two up never work.
And I know you think that if you've split them up, but you only did so by distance. Now where it truly counts.
Oh, how clever.
I don't get it, Natasha. How we kill Moose and Squirrel?
You strike at their heart. And at the heart of Moose and Squirrel is their friendship.
Oh. Break up friendship. Break their heads on rocks. I get it.
Oh, boy. Okay, that sounds dastardly. The worst plan ever concocted. And I should know, I've narrated every adventure they've done. And usually the plan involves boom booms, headaches, and crashes and whatnot. What does this mean for Rocky and Bullwinkle? Will the sneaky spies win the day with their solemnly sorted plan? Will I stop using alliteration a lot? Learn some or none of the above on the next episode of the magically unauthenticated misadventures of Rocky and Bullwinkle called The Name Game, or A Simple Plan.
That was this week's unauthorized episode. Just a reminder that if you would like to download more past episodes, find out how to subscribe on iTunes, and more, please go to our website at gbgpodcast.com and click on the big letters that say Rocky and Bullwinkle. Just a little note that this podcast updates right here every Tuesday and is produced by D4K Studios as part of the GBG Presents podcast series. Did you enjoy the show? Maybe not enjoy it? Perhaps have a question or thought? Not sure who to talk to because your therapist ain't doing the trick? Well, email us at rockyandbullwinkleshow@gmail.com.
And don't forget about the legal mumbo-jumbo.
Tonight's show features characters like Rocky, Bullwinkle, Boris, Natasha, Captain Peachfuzz, and more, who are characters created by Jay Ward Productions and are owned by DreamWorks and NBC Universal. Please don't sue us. We do this out of love of these characters.
Yeah, but it don't matter to them, though.
Yeah, I know. But on behalf of the cast and crew of this episode, which you can find on our show notes, I'm JT Shea of the Drawing the Wrong Conclusions podcast and Night Gig Studios. You can visit us online at nightgig.com or check out our Facebook page at www.facebook.com/nightgig. Good night, folks.